All right. Do 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 do. I don't know. Big music entrance. Yeah. Okay. This is Comic Green. I'm not Dragoon, even though this was listed as a Dragoon, whatever report. He hasn't done one in a long time, so I decided I'm gonna try and take his place. At least I'm gonna make one and put it under his name just for the hell of it to get people excited. But since I'm a pretty boring guy, I tried making one of these things before. It really sucked. I have a very boring voice and probably a very boring personality. I decided I'm gonna try to do these things drunk, just because that, I don't know, fair, it may make it funnier or at least bearable to listen to. I drank, I had like half a bottle of like 750 milliliters of vodka, and I pretty much drank all of that already. I don't know if that's a lot or not. I haven't really gotten drunk before. To be honest, I've gotten tipsy. That's about it. I don't really like vodka either. I'm gonna stand up now just because that it makes me a lot more disoriented than sitting down. Okay, yeah, there we go. Okay. Since I guess this Dragoon kind of had an all-purpose podcast thing, I'm just gonna review a movie. I figure that's kind of good. So, I'm gonna review a movie that I've kind of, people probably think I've been giving shit to, but I don't really mean to. It's just, I was critical of it, and I guess people get really pissed off if you actually want to point out things that need improvement. So people, yeah, just whatever. It's Smeagol's Unrenewable. I'm gonna just watch it now. It's been a while. So yeah, it's playing. Alright, here, I'll stop it. So, yeah, if you want to listen along, I guess, you can press play right now. Alright, it's playing. So, right now, this world should be coming up. I guess that's Earth, yeah. There's Florida and Cuba. I don't really hear what the voiceover is saying, because I'm hearing myself talk, so. Yeah, just from what I remember, it's something kind of about environmentalism. Alright, there's Waste, Polytech. Apparently, we're supposed to care about them. Philipp Heinrich. Sounds German. Okay, there's some very bad computer animation. I guess it looks like, I don't know. They all look like pretty okay bricks, but the animation's stupid. Alright, voiceover time. CG, very obvious. Well, I guess it's okay. It's not too bad. So yeah, this is rain effect. It's pretty good. It's, you know. So yeah, I lost a lot of sleep. This is one thing I kind of really hated. Because he doesn't really lose sleep. At least you don't see him. Unfathomable. Please, just get a real voice actor. Or just enunciate more. That's why I don't voice act, because I'm tongue-tied, quite literally. Alright, you know, I guess I'll talk about cinematography. It's not bad. The lighting's okay. This is in HD. I'm watching in 1280 by 544, which is... it's good. It's HD, but it's just not as sharp as I think it could be. His camera's probably not a lot... Well, it's not as great as the one I have, at least. Not to be a dick about it or anything, but it's just not as cool. Okay, yeah, this guy, this is all exciting. I don't know who this guy is, but he's running away. That was a kind of bad zoom, but whatever, I'll take it. That guy, you couldn't just follow him, but whatever. Oh no, he has a pistol, like an old. Okay, that's really bad CGI. Here, let's stop it. And that's all I had with him. We're gonna stop it there, cause I'm gonna get more vodka. Cause I don't feel as drunk as I should. This is Smirnoff vodka for those of you who are interested. I really don't like vodka. I just got it 'cause I wanted to make some screwdrivers, but it's not all that. I'm too cheap for orange juice now. Rent's expensive. Yeah, Smirnoff, I don't know. They have commercials, so I fear that it's okay quality. So yeah, just yeah, this guy's. Our main characters with some guy that you don't really know about. I guess one problem I had. All right, I'm gonna start playing again right now. Go. Yeah. Okay. This guy that we're tying to. We don't know who he is. We don't know if Jack, whatever, is a police officer or a private investigator. They don't make it clear, which is kind of stupid. And apparently, this whole thing about how he wants to make him. Declared insane, which okay, why? They don't, it's not made clear. This, alright, I guess I'll talk about the, here, wait, vodka. It's, the mouth animation thing, it's not all that, I mean, it's just, it's not fast enough. I think it's just preoccupied with making it kind of smooth and slow, but it shouldn't be like that. It can be jerky, which I guess is why he keeps shooting around the mouse, which is okay, that's fine. This is how it ends. What the fuck is this guy talking about? Oh no. So I guess Jack thinks he's crazy. I'm sitting down now, so. Jack thing is crazy, so I guess that whole thing is not supposed to be as foreboding as we seem. Okay, it's pretty nice lighting, I guess. Ooh, that's cool. Now you're just showing off. That's pretty bad mouth animation. Alright, this is a guy saying he knows what's in it. That's, you know, that's fine. That's very noirish, I guess. I guess what I don't get is, again, why we're supposed to care. We haven't been told why it's important because this guy stole it. He was caught. So, what exactly? Who gives a shit what's in the suitcase? That's like if. Someone stole my purse and you caught the burglar, and people are interested in what's in the purse. Who gives a shit what's in the purse? It was stolen and now it's given back to me, so it's not exactly a mystery. Alright, so this is one guy who don't know who he is. Jack Dowder. That's stupid. We can't forward to make friends. It's fucking not as you. Okay, some more Polytech, kind of weird Hitchcock thing, whatever. Oz, what? No, all right, I guess this is a good Norse dialogue, but again, I just. It's so much, I don't really, and again, I don't care, about what the hell they're talking about. Okay, it's a prototype, but again, he's not working for someone who wants to know what the prototype is. And I'm sorry, I can't think. I'm listening to the film as well. He couldn't just tell him, of course. I buy that, but so why exactly is okay, never mind. I'll listen to this, watch this. Mr. Orson, okay, whatever. Lots of pollution, that's kind of stupid. I wonder if Smeagol's trying to say that this is supposed to be capitalism, because in a real capitalist society, you wouldn't be able to pollute like that, and that's bullshit. This is the product of a communist state. It's not the product of a free state. But no one cares, they just want to... Alright, whatever. Well, that's kind of stretching the frame. Why does he want to ask him questions about the robbery? The robbery's solved. They know who did it. They caught the guy. Who gives a crap? The case is closed, asshole. Wouldn't he know if anything was damaged? Wouldn't they report that? And if they didn't, why would they report it now? Yeah, he can't disclose it, idiot. So why are you trying to find out? Who are you trying to find out for? Does the police need to know what's in the case? In that case, it's pretty goddamn tyrannical. Who cares if you're satisfied? You're not necessary. Alright. Yeah, so this... I don't really get this part. It seems like a cheap ending. Yeah. It doesn't really make sense. How long has it been since he was... Did they have a whole trial with... Okay, goddamn. Why would they want a taste of this if one of the companies already has... I mean, he stole it. They want a taste of what Polytech has, but Polytech made it, so... Or has it, so why would they want a taste of it? Because they already have a taste of it, because they have it. What went down? Because you stopped the guy that was already a criminal? What? Hey, nor dialogue, that's fine. Give me a break. Again, it's just, I would find a... Smeagol, I'd say just go to Craigslist. Seriously, it works really well. Just go to Craigslist, fine. Put up a post for voice actors, you'll get people that will... I mean, I live in New York, there are a whole bunch of people who want to act in whatever the hell they want to do and for free, and they'll do it. Yeah, just ask, you know, you could get real professional talent for free if you just look for it. I would suggest it. So these credits, yeah, this is really nice. It's the best part of the movie. We didn't have a Bampas this year, but I wanted to, if we were going to do the Bampas, I wanted to do an award for best credit sequence, just because that's something that people forget about. And this one would at least be considered for next year's Bampa for best credits sequence, just because it is really cool and stylish. Yeah. Alright, I don't know, shit. Oh god, what do I talk about now? Because the film's done. I can still see copyright 2008, Philip Heinrich. You should, You should make sure it goes totally to black. Not that it really matters, but... Alright, oh crap, alright. I'm really faded now. It's almost 2 a.m. Alright, so yeah, I think that this film is, you know, it's just... The animation's okay. I think Smeagol, you never have really, like, fantastic animation. It's always okay. It's not like James Medusa, whatever, Medusa, I guess, I don't remember. It's not like ultra smooth, ultra creative like that, but it's always good. Cinematography, I think you're trying a little too hard to make it stylish, but it's, yeah, whatever. It's, oh, the beach whale, that's, yeah, it's obviously CGI. Why couldn't you just do any of that with real Lego? I mean, no offense, you go to Bricklink, yeah, it'll cost you like fucking $20 to build this set, and then you could use real water. I mean, no offense, just, I know, Smeagol, I'm pretty sure you're like, what, 18 or above, you should have some kind of job, or at least some kind of income, and or some kind of money that you could borrow and just spend a few bucks and you can make a real set. Oh, this one looks pretty good. Still, you could make a real set. It adds so much because nobody cares about fucking CGI. That's great. It doesn't look anything like what real CGI professionals could do, so I don't get why we bother. I mean, there's no offense. It's just... Again, this set especially, it's like, it's not exactly extravagant. So you could have just done it. At least the foreground stuff, you could have just done it, you know, with real Lego. Probably wouldn't even cost you $15. It's the price of like two meals. You could have just skipped two lunches and you would have been able to do it with real Lego. So yeah, my big thing is just the story. It's like 10 minutes long or whatever, and there's so much dialogue, but you don't really earn the right to use so much dialogue, because if you're going to use so much dialogue, you should at least make sure that it makes sense and that the audience is following along. I mean, I get, again, as I said in the forums and Vim or whatever, if you use, like, this is supposed to be a parody or something, it's supposed to be funny, then I get that, but goddamn, son, because this is supposed to be serious, and you could have just thrown in a couple lines about explaining who Jack is and actually adding some emotional drama, but that's boring, and my semi-drunken slur doesn't really make that interesting. So I apologize to all you listening to this. Yeah, that's... I don't think I have anything else to say. I guess that's the problem with being drunk. You can't really contemplate whatever you want to say. Yeah. Oh, I have a little Coke. That bubbled back up into my throat. It's kind of weird. Coca-Cola, not cocaine. So yeah, I mean, it's not a bad film or anything, it's just, it does not deserve to be praised. People should look at this very critically. They should really, really, if they're going to recommend it to people, they should say, you know, you have to really look at this critically. Don't just accept it as some brilliant film, because it's not. It's standard, it's standard TV fare. That's probably what I would say. It's nothing brilliant, it's nothing exemplary. It's not a reality show. I mean, don't get me wrong on that, but it's, you know, it's like Friends, a dramatic version of Friends. I'm trying to think of the right TV show for that. I only watch good TV, so I don't know. Heroes, there you go. I guess it's Heroes season 2, at least. It's, yeah, I guess it's entertaining, but yeah, it's really stupid. No offense. It's not stupid. I'm sorry. Just don't hate me, Smeagol. All right, I'm just gonna end it there, cause I said I'd end it like 3 or 4 minutes ago, whatever. Now, we're getting up to 21 minutes. That's kind of ridiculous. I'm sorry for boring people, for whoever's still listening. If you are, I'm proud of you. I'm gonna try to do these more off. This is the first time I'm doing it, but I'll try to do these somewhat regularly, and hopefully they'll be more entertaining than this. I don't like vodka, so next time I'll get some rum, and I'll get some rum and coke going, and some rum and Dr. Pepper, whatever. It'll be a lot easier to get drunk, and hopefully I'll be a lot more entertaining. And I'll watch some other movies, some other Rick films. If you have any ideas for things I can do besides doing reviewing Rick films, just comment in the Citizens of Awesome thing. Hopefully you guys are still checking the site. I know we stopped updating. We're fucking lazy. Sorry about that. We have no excuse. But yeah, you know, if you want me to review like regular movies, real movies, I'll do that. If you want me, if there's a certain alcohol you want me to drink that's not too expensive, because I'm a college student, I'm a film student, so I mean, I don't have much money, but I'll try to drink your drink and get drunk on that. That'll really help me out, because I don't know that many drink. Alright, yeah, shit. Alright, I'll just stop now. I'll try to do another podcast right now on another film. Alright. I should probably drink the rest of my vodka. Just get more drunk. Fuck, I'm sitting down again. Shit. No wonder. That's why I'm boring. Okay, yeah. Alright, I'm standing up now. Oh, man. Alright. So, yeah, hopefully you enjoyed this. I don't know. This is new for me. I don't think I'm going to try redoing this. I'm just going to put it up there and see what you guys say. If anyone's listening to this. Yeah. Let's see. Let's screw it. It's life, man. Alright, bye. So, yeah, I'm just cutting out now. 24 minutes. That's insane. That's a regular sitcom episode. Alright, bye.